Hello and welcome back to Educators Amplified.
Right, we've been away. We've been off the sound waves for a while. We've been out here. We just haven't been pressing record.
That's what I said. I said, we're still chatting.
Oh, yes.
We just haven't been recording it.
I know. Oftentimes when we do chat, we say, I wish there was a way we could record our phone conversation, right?
Mm-hmm. And so here we are. What do we got?
So the first thing I want to share is this big transition that both you and I made in our lives related to our careers.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you know, maybe you don't know, but Joanna and I did make the choice to dissolve the program that we were both teaching in together, that we created. And we really intentionally decided that we wanted to serve public education in new ways. I see it as it's our own evolution.
Yeah. Well, and I think that it's a result of what I call living the way. Living the way is paying attention,
mm-hmm.
Discovering your real inner assets and deciding how you're really going to serve yourself and then others. So, Yeah, I'm like, ooh, it was big transitions, but very natural. For myself, I had been envisioning moving on for the past 2 years. And I don't even know if it's moving on. It was more, again, paying attention and feeling what was developing in myself. And wow, that is a wild process to go through.
Yes. I'll say that, you know, it was very interesting that we were both making the same decision and how, you know, it was how we experienced it differently. And what I mean by that is, you know, I knew I needed to leave and it was for my health. It was, you know, physically, mentally, and how still though, like it was hard because so much of my identity was wrapped around being a teacher because I felt like, right, I was the kid who went through the traditional school system and I went to college like I was told to do. And I picked a career. I did all the things I was supposed to do to be quote unquote successful. And I really had to come up against those conditioned thoughts and feelings and things I was really tied to and didn't recognize when deciding to leave. And then even the concept of leaving something that you love.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first time, I guess, for me to go through something like that. It took a lot of struggle as far as like the struggle was more in like, how do I identify who I am without saying like, hi, I'm Hallie. I'm a teacher, you know? And so it feels good now, you know, now I'm however many months out having zero regrets for leaving and feeling like, wow, have I already evolved so much? And I can't wait to see what more I can bring to the world. Because my passion for education, my passion for educators, and like what education could be and offer for children is still there. It's just doing it in a new arena.
Well, and I've heard you say over the past however many months that it's for now. It may not be forever.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really common situation right now for
a lot of
for
people.
Educators.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how you said like, right, it's like any trauma, even though I don't know that this was a trauma, but right, where it's the same event, but you experience it differently.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so for myself, I'm with you on the health. Like there really was an aspect of it wasn't healthy and not because of my direct experience, but you know, like my direct experience in our program and
with the kids, students. Yeah.
It was really, you know, the teaching profession, the organizational structure, the institutional management is a really unhealthy aspect. And so for me, where we were at, it was like, okay, that was just like, again, when you are healthy, when you kind of live the way, you
Yes.
don't stay in anything that's like
Really
toxic
toxic.
to you.
Yeah.
And then, but really, my thing when you're like, for me, it was more why I had been thinking about this for the past 2 years was about purpose. I see a different purpose. And I used to always say that I want to do for teachers what I did for students. Like with Real Academy, how it was like I created this different educational experience where kids could literally live a different educational model and feel the benefits in more than just their academic selves. And now I want to translate because teachers are in need of so much. Take that little microcosm and those ideas that worked well and then develop them in another way in an environment where it can grow and with a team. I was ready to serve in a different purpose.
Yeah, so you saying that makes me think about it. It just makes so much sense that you're still, working towards obtaining your PhD, getting that degree, and then also working in an entirely newly created department in a school district on restorative practices. Like it makes sense shifting into this purpose. And so you're doing these really purposeful things. And then, right, then it makes sense to me that because I'm like, I really needed to do it for my physical and mental health, that, I'm v being very intentional in what I'm calling healing. I always say to you, like, I never experienced being treated like a professional for the 12 years that I was in a career. I want to heal so that I can connect and really see the good things, but I really went 12 years of feeling very shut down, very excluded from being able to use my professional voice.
Yeah, so I love that you use the word healing.
Yes.
I
That is,
love that. And I
yeah.
love one, it's a natural process. So it's happening.
Yeah.
And two, I don't think we talk about that enough.
Right. People have kind of asked me, like, what are you doing now for a job? Whatever, and my biggest thing is I'm healing. But then they'll be like, do you ever want to be a consultant? Because you seem to really know what you're talking about, or like, based off of your alternative program that you did, you've got to have material. And I know it's from a good place, but I'm always like, well, no, because I want to work with and among teachers. And I know to be a consultant, I wouldn't be talking to teachers. I'd be trying to sell the district on things or like train them on a product. And that is not what I want to do. I know that teachers already have this stuff in them. And so, how do I help bring that already out? Like, we pay teachers because they're experts, because they know content and they know children and they can adapt, they can flex, they can, like, they know how to do this. So, that's why we pay teachers. So, I always find it crazy that then we're like, oh no, we're also gonna pay for some product that supposedly is going to quote unquote increase test scores and close the achievement gap. Like, I'm always like, that makes no sense to me. We're already paying experts.
You know what's interesting about that? What we're describing there is again that different management model. Like when people are like, Hallie, why don't you consult? That's in the management model of, again, power over, right? And that we have to put this into you instead of you mentioned too, basically a workshop model of like, I want to be in power with drawing out the strengths and going from there. We're still connected and we are still excited to be connected through our work at Educators Amplified.
So I'm excited, in this in-between time too. I have really enjoyed being able to sit back and kind of just work on some things even related to Educators Amplified. You know, we've teamed up with Papa Lowdown Agency. They've been helping us create a website. And so soon enough, we'll be dropping a really great professional, I keep saying we're legit, you know, website that people can go to really understand who Educators Amplified is.
So Hallie, what is Educators Amplified?
Educators Amplified is a space for educators to feel empowered, connected, seen, and heard. It is also a space for people to truly understand what's going on within education from an educator's lens. We are talking about educators. And educators, right, isn't just teachers. It's why we say educators. There's a lot of roles within a school, like counselors, educational assistants. We call them all educators. And really, we do not hear their stories. Good, bad, neutral, nothing. And this is a space to share it.
And the Amplified piece is just truly, again, the space where you will hear, where you have the time to listen, where we hopefully model reflection so that the voices of educators come through, because right now they're either non-existent or buried. And so our space is dedicated to that. This is a space for educators, and that brings discomfort, honestly, to other people, because, right, the questions will be like, oh, Hallie and Joanna, I heard you talking about this, but what about the students? Or, oh, I heard you talking about this, but then what's your recommendation for curriculum? Or, I heard you guys talking about this. Well, what would you tell the school board to do? Here's the thing of the plight of educators. You try to make us responsible for more than we could humanly be responsible for. And yes. So that's what we're going to be clear about in this podcast. Yes. I'm not trying to represent every perspective in the world. Yep. I'm here to help elevate and share and the perspective. Yep. And the identity that is really strong in me, and that's my experience as a public school employee. That's what I know. That's what I want to share.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing that we really bring is that we have a clear voice and we have a clear picture of what schools can be. And so we're never talking for teachers. It's more that we understand the teaching experience and we know what it's like.
Well, and then that's the part that I struggle with then sometimes, because I have such a strong voice myself and I don't want anybody ever speaking for me. Mm-hmm. There'll be times that I'm worried. I'm like, am I speaking for people?
Yeah.
But then you're putting it or bringing to my attention and listeners' attentions, hopefully too, of the whole, like, you're not speaking for people, but you're sharing.
Yes.
Or you share in that experience and you're good at, like,
articulating it.
Yeah.
And feel confident articulating it. Like, I do have distinct memories of not feeling confident talking about my teaching experience, you know, and, you know, like feeling very shut down, isolated, don't talk. And for whatever reason, you know, I've built this confidence. I'm like, no, wait, you know, and so that is why I just continue to feel so strongly to continue to do this and offer this space, because I know how afraid people are. I know how hard it is to explain when you're in it. And so I'm happy that we can serve to offer, to bring forth awareness so that people really know what's going on.
I'm wired. I'm geared. I'm set to see your strengths first. Like, that is my programming, or that's my, you know, and so that's what I find when I talk with educators is I'm always the whole like, oh my God, don't sell yourself short. I just heard this amazing professional human thing. And so I'll see the strengths and I see what is working. It doesn't all feel impossible to me. We have a clear philosophical foundation, and that is in the strengths of the hearts and minds and souls and professionalism of teachers.
Also, too, it felt really good to connect with people in November that we were able to circle up and chitty chat with them at Third Space Brewing.
Yeah, it was another Educators Amplified birthday party
Right?
with how we do it, snacks, drinks, raffles, and just great connections and networking. I really liked that we didn't have an agenda, you know, and when we were like, what's the purpose? Well, we do feel it's a good time to uplift educators. It's at the end of our recertification period, and kind of the end of like the first term-ish for a lot of educators, and that right before going into that period between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's always like the haul. And so, you know, the purpose, we were really clear. I remember when we were planning with one another, it was just like, we just want people to be able to like be at ease, to talk freely, to feel a little cared for 2 hours. And boy, that sure happened. You know, I do love it. It's just there's so much beauty coming in the door in terms of when you think about really, you know, why are people showing up? And we did. We had just we have, you know, a crowd. We had old faithfuls and we had newcomers. We've got retirees, we've got children, we've got people who are student teaching, we've got people who are just starting teaching, people who've been teaching, people who really been teaching, people who are retired from teaching, spouses, you know, partners, all kinds
Senators,
of stuff, right? Politicians.
school board members.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. And like, you know, and a good representation from
Southeast
this,
Wisconsin, north,
yeah,
south, east, west.
this region.
So I really enjoyed all of it too. The ability to connect with a wide range of people, like whether it's age or location, but yet feel so connected in a space that there is, you can say anything very freely and you know you're among people who support you. And so I love that. And what I also loved about it was we were able to get feedback from them that I put together just a quick questionnaire for people because we are really doing Educators Amplified in service to educators to say, hey, we know that your voice is nowhere really within the profession as far as how things operate. And we want to help be that voice, strengthen, empower, inspire. And so the feedback we got loud and clear was that you want to hear from us more and that it would be nice to circle up and have those kind of events more often or just like maybe more than once a year. And so, yep, got it. Check. We're going to do it. You know, that's how I'm feeling. You know, we're going to start preparing all of that. And I just feel so good. Anything related to Educators Amplified, I'm like, yep, this is right. It feels right in so many ways. So,
Educators Amplified is honored to partner with many different people, organizations, things, but we got some real good friends out here in the education media world. And that is our friends, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lubinacci of Busted Pencils. They are having a daily show on Civic Media Radio. So Civic Media Radio, Busted Pencils will be 5 days a week from 7 to 8 Central Time. And so that's going to be just a great opportunity. To when you need your daily dose of again sanity and education. But the really exciting part of that is we are going to be a weekly feature on Busted Pencils. So every Wednesday, Busted Pencils and Educators Amplified will be sharing the space on the Busted Pencils radio show at Civic Media Radio, Wednesdays, 7 to 8 Central Time.
Oh my gosh. Big announcement. Like, two big announcements.
Big.
Like, Joanna, this is how I think of it. People said they want to hear from us more. And they're going to. Once a week.
Yeah.
I am so excited. Because it always, again, how I love sharing spaces with people where you can share freely. There's another space, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm excited that the four of us will be able to collaborate every single Wednesday. And then also that the big thing about Busted Pencils, and because it's a live radio broadcast, is that you people, listeners, can call in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that concept is neat to me, too, where, right, hey, listeners, give us a call. Let's chitty chat.
Circle up on a station.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so know that that's a possibility too, but we'll be on the airwaves Wednesday nights talking education. So yeah, we're excited. Big things ahead. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We had this update to bring you.
It's all good. And I can't wait to continue to share and grow the community over like the profound and beautiful things that are happening when you let yourselves be open to the shift, that it's not all bad.
Mm-hmm. This makes me think about, you know, sometimes my children will pretend like they're me and they'll be like, hi, I'm Hallie. Welcome to Educators Amplified, where schools are great, but we want to help make them better.
I like it.
Yeah.
They understand.
Yeah. So that's what we're out here to do. That's what we're out here.
Right. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody. Let's stay connected through Facebook, Instagram, and pretty soon a website.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast.